You always do, that's good.
You ready? Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody out to the Wasatch County Mineral Lease Board. It is September 26th at 4:00. First item on the agenda is a welcome, which we've done, and second item is review of the August 29th, 2022 minutes. Anybody had a chance to review those?
Yes.
Is that a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minute.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, that's unanimous, 4-0. Next item on the agenda. What?
Yeah, can Amanda send those to me in PDF?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I can't pull them up in.
Okay, yeah, I'll get them to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the budget item for 2023 purchase and discussion, the plow truck. Is that the one we've just got?
No.
That's another one.
It's the big plow truck.
A big one,
yeah,
okay.
That we should talk about. These are items that we talked about, so I was going to get numbers for you.
Okay.
And we had the numbers on the Freightliner last time, and they're about 200 plus now, 210.
What they used to do in
120. Yeah. Completed.
Yeah.
And they're 210 now, completed? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
They're just dyslexic. They just changed the numbers.
Then we talked about another pickup truck with a plow, but a regular cab, if I can find one and locate a regular cab. Can be in the neighborhood of 80 grand for the truck. So
that's like a 110 standard pickup truck?
Yeah, all set up. After we talked, and I was looking at some of our other trucks, I wanted to add another four-door pickup truck to this if we could. These are just items I want to throw out to see what you guys' thoughts are. The other one that we just talked about was the message boards. And I called on those. They're 16 grand a piece. So
you have any of them now, or just the sheriff's department?
Just the sheriff's department. And the ones I called on are the bigger ones, like UDOT has the big ones.
I mean, I think it would be of value to have some, don't you think?
They'd be used.
They'd be used.
Sure. Even for like road closures when we're going to close gates and stuff like that.
At least one to be. Yeah. Why don't we buy one and let's try it? And if you find out that once you're using them, you'd like to have two, we'll do them following you.
I think you'll be surprised at how much you'll use them.
I'd get two of them so you can put one at the first of the project, one at the end of the project.
So,
if we have what's his name to give you some money to pay for them?
Which one?
Emergency management.
No.
He's got more money than he's got sense. Did I say that?
I couldn't make that call. I don't care.
Like you say, we don't have to make a decision now, but these are just ones I want to add to.
Well, we kind of do, because don't we need to approve the budget for next year and a future
meeting this year?
We'll
do that in October and then do another meeting in November to approve it.
Okay, so we could add them then.
Yeah.
But so tentatively maybe put on two?
Yeah. I think we need to. Ron won't do as much good if we don't have the other one at the end of the project.
And the other one you guys asked me to look into was the radar speed limit signs.
Uh-huh.
They're $2,600 a piece, the cheap ones. You get one free year of iCloud service.
What is that? Why do we need that?
That counts your cars, their speed. It'll do all that. Then it's $400.
You, Commissioner, you could really nail those people and say,
I don't want to nail anybody. I just.
You want to let them know their speed?
Well, we're getting a ton of complaints, and I probably don't blame them. You drive up and down Center Street and.
Lake
12 South, or Lake Creek, or any of those, and
here's my.
They're hauling.
Plenty of volume. Knowing that would.
Yeah, that would be real valuable.
Be worth a lot.
Then after that, it's $400 a year to keep the service per sign.
Yeah.
So.
That actually, if we ever did like a master plan. Yeah. Sorry.
What was that, Lorraine?
I think they're real effective. Yeah, I'm out here.
I get going when I see one.
Amanda and I was talking just before this, you know, we have a lot of trouble with signs being stolen and run over, so that's my concern.
Oh.
But, I don't know, maybe
you put these a little farther off the road?
Well, they're just standard where they need to be off the road. There's a height and a distance off the side, so I don't know. I guess you could put them on our insurance.
I mean, the roads that you're going to put these on, how much of a theft problem do you have?
Those are the roads they steal the signs.
Yeah. I thought the ones out in the middle of nowhere.
They steal them everywhere, or paint them, or run them over.
If you just bought, I'm just trying to think, if you bought three for Lake Creek, 12 South, Center Creek Road, do you have as much problem going north to south on the Mill Road probably?
Mill Road City.
So. It's city, so yeah. $2,400 and $3,600, you probably don't get that much, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
If you could get,
I think your 1,200 south, your Lake Creek, your main canyon road.
What about Midway? Would
there's nothing.
Nothing either.
River Road.
Maybe, but yeah.
But that one's really the shoulders and the narrow.
When I was doing, back when I worked for Horrocks and we did a traffic study, right there where the cheese factory is now, before all their wonderful roundabouts, we had somebody every night at 1 o'clock in the morning, like 1:07, they had to be get off work, that would come through there about 90 miles an hour. It was like clockwork. We told the mayor, I don't know if they ever called them. You know, I said, if you want to just get a real good ticket, you know, it was like 35 miles an hour then.
So if you get up on the river road, you can't go that fast. You'll end up over Wilson's farm.
So something to think about. We can talk about how many we got at the end.
Do we know what our, I mean, I guess this might be a better conversation when we have the budget in front of us and we know what kind of money we have spent for next year?
Yeah, good.
Because $2,600 is a lot of money, but if we're only buying four or five of them, it's less than one of our message boards.
I think we ought to get them and try it. Everybody else has it.
I would try like four. I mean,
do two on Lake Creek and two on.
Yeah. And see how they work. See.
Yeah, I can tell you on Lake Creek, when it's 1200 south, it's the whole way, so we can put them at either end back a ways. But Lake Creek, there are certain spots that they go super fast.
You kind of got to get them where they're. You kind of got to get wide open spaces where they're not going to flash in somebody's bedroom window. Because I was just thinking, I get a little bit of complaints too, like Main Canyon Road, but most of those people drive too fast.
But if you put one going in, it's there. So.
And you got to find a place, and it's easy there, but I'm just trying to think on 12th South, and you got to find a place that you're not within a bedroom window of.
I got a spot, because we have one that really complains a lot, by Brent Parcell's house, and they've had the sheriff's speed sign set up there a lot because he's in there constantly, so
he'd light it there.
Okay.
And not towards the end. I don't know.
And I guess if they get ran over, we deal with it. We figure it out.
They will be on breakaway poles, but I don't know what they'll do to the solar panel and the digital screen. Try it. Like I say, we put them on our insurance, I'm sure.
Yeah, something you should include on the insurance is those.
Is it something that you want to, like, take down in the winter?
No, that's when you want.
You leave them all the time.
Yeah. Once that salt snow's off the road, everybody goes fast. I've seen you drive.
Could be?
Yeah.
I have a lot of witnesses say that I don't drive fast enough.
So if that's the case, we plan on try four. I'll budget for four, and then we'll see where the budget comes out with all this other stuff.
Is most of Center Creek Road now in Independence?
The majority of it still ours.
Okay, well, drive around in the next week and just think of a number.
I've got a number of ideas. I can see eight, personally. Main Canyon, Center Creek Road, 12th South, and Lake Creek Road.
I don't think we need two on all of those roads, but maybe, I don't know.
I think you need them on both ends.
Okay. Let's look at the budget when we know the number ahead of us and we know what we need to spend. Because I think we need to obviously get the contracts and stuff. So if there's some budget for these other two items when we're left over, I think they're a good idea.
Okay.
Let me make a suggestion. Have you got any money left over in this year's budget after you bought that truck? You could go buy that plow truck you need. Now we could do the measurements, more speed limit signs with that money.
Well, I don't think I can get the plow truck as the regular cabs. I think it's going to be an order job to get a regular cab. Or are you talking the big truck?
No. I know you can't get the big one, but I wondered if you could get it.
I asked Bill Hyde to put out the feeders to start looking for one, but he hasn't got back with me for the first of the year, but if you can find one sooner.
Do you still have budget in this year? Yeah. Well, we were able to roll it, right? But one of the problems the auditor had was that we were rolling too much.
No,
we're keeping too much.
Too much. We weren't.
So if we can get another one this year.
Yeah, so it was rolling over to the next year, right? So we need to use it if we can.
Okay. Oh, no, I could get the message board this year, probably.
If you're going to buy two of those, buy them, I guess. And don't put them on the budget.
And don't put them on the budget.
I mean, how much do we have left in the rollover?
Oh. It was over $100,000.
Yeah, there were a bunch.
So why don't you order some of these this year?
Because I had $35,000 in miscellaneous equipment that we haven't used, too. So
I would order what you can. And if we're going to order it next year anyway, which it sounds like we're kind of in agreement, let's do it. And then let the auditor not look at us as we're doughheads.
So with that, at $35,000 miscellaneous equipment, I could probably get some radar signs, too.
Go for it.
I'll make a motion that Brandon buys them. Two road message signs and as many radar signs as he can with the money he has in the budget for this year.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's for the awesome.
And you can order your pickup truck next year.
Okay. Next item is committee concerns, updates, or issues. Is there any?
I did take a trip up Pine Canyon and did a great job.
Thank you.
It really looks good. I did go up on a cobblestone. And the guy ought to be took out and drunk on that road. Because it looks good.
Yeah.
That was Wild Mare, wasn't it?
Wild Mare,
yeah.
Wild Mare, it does look good.
I just was trying to make sure there wasn't somebody else email that I'd be all right.
It does look good. I needed it.
Okay.
Probably get more traffic down Pine Canyon in the next 2 weeks and go along here.
How's your road up over Strawberry? Do you get a lot of traffic on it? Yeah. I want to drive it sometime, but I haven't.
I just came over yesterday coming back from Colorado and there was a lot of cars on it.
Really?
So when you come back from Colorado that way, do you think to Heber is it the same amount of time?
It takes longer, doesn't it?
I don't know if it takes longer. It's just, I don't want to ride my motorcycle down Highway 6.
Oh, Highway 6 is another one.
I cut up over that.
You think it's probably about the same?
I bet it's probably the same. Prettier, too.
Yeah. Cascade Springs is unbelievable. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the trouble yet.
I drove on it. I just haven't drove on the Strawberry
one. One, too.
Especially this next 2 weeks, like you said. It's crazy.
You go down those other two sides, and they're narrow and scary. I went down there last Monday night, and my wife says, "Let's go to Sundance." I says, "You really want to go down there? I want to run and go back."
Yeah, and you make it too nice. They'll go to the speed that they almost roll when some of them do. They're side by side.
I noticed a lot of boats coming back from Strawberry, back to Utah County.
Oh, where I'm at, right?
Going that way. Yeah. Wow.
So are they going over there and put in a Renegade? You think? And
I haven't been on that road yet.
It's nice.
Is it?
I'm going to have to take it now. Okay. So there's no concern or anything else you got to talk about. Next meeting date. The next meeting would have to be,
it'd be a public hearing.
It has to be the public hearing.
For the budget.
Okay.
There's the calendar if anybody needs to.
When are you thinking?
Any night work better for you guys? It'll have to be at 6. Loren, you got any preference on when it is?
No, I'm
pretty.
I like Mondays, it's easiest.
Mondays?
Yeah, nothing else okay. is going on.
Don't we have, am I wrong? Don't we have one more meeting before the hearing?
We have two. We have to set the
budget.
Set the, and then do approval.
Propose the budget and set the public hearing, and then we have to approve the public hearing.
Okay.
It could be in November, too. Right, and do the budget in December, or do you want to try to get it done?
I think they have 30 days to look at it before we set the public hearing, before we have the last meeting.
No, okay.
So you could do it in November. Do it in early November.
I don't know if it matters. I'm just trying to figure out the schedule here. What about the 17th of October?
Oh, that's
the only Monday I can do it, I think.
And that would be setting or going over the budget and then
proposing the budget, setting a public hearing for the budget.
In November.
Yes.
I'm good with that. 17th, 6 p.m.?
And if not, I'd have to move. I could go to November.
Like
the first week in November.
I'd do it.
Okay, let's do it 17th.
And we can get it done for November for that year.
Because you'll have so much going on in December, setting county budget and all that.
All right. I hate December meetings. They go on and on and on.
There's always somebody to complain.
Okay.
Oh,
17th.
If you want to see, sorry, look in the menu, then I'll.
17th at 6 p.m. Okay.
Okay. You want to make that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion. We have a budget hearing on the 16th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Set the budget for next year.
Okay, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is that October?
Yeah.
October
17th.
And then a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Awesome. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Loren.
Appreciate it, Loren.
I see you guys.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Now, the last 2 weeks, we've got about 10